Some highlights from the Gemara in Pesachim. Kiddush in shul doesn't count if one doesn't eat, because in Kiddush ela b'makom suda, and this applies not only if one went from one house or one building to another between Kiddush and eating the suda, but even from one floor to another in the same house, if one switched floors, one would need to make Kiddush again, because this is not called that the Kiddush was in the same makom as the suda. Then the Gemara brings a braisa, the shinui makom, relocating, changing one's place, obligates a new bracha. Rav Huna says this only applies if one moves from one house, one building to another, then one becomes obligated in a new bracha. But from one makom to another in the same house does not obligate a new bracha. Rav Chisda says that shinui makom only obligates a new bracha on foods which do not require a bracha achrona in their original location where they were initially eaten. However, foods which do require a bracha achrona in their original location do not need a new bracha rishona when one moves. Because when one returns to the original location, one is returning to the original meal. Rav Sheshes says that both types of foods, both those that need a bracha in their original place and those that don't, need a new bracha when one moves in the middle of a meal. The Gemara asks on Rav Chisda, how can he say that food which needs a bracha in its original location does not need a new bracha rishayna when one moves? From the Braisa that relates a story of people who were eating a meal, and apparently it was a bread meal, and they interrupted their meal to go attend to a chasen and kala, and they do not need a new bracha, but only if they left behind an elderly or an ill individual when they left. So not everyone left where they were eating, but some people stayed behind. The implication of this braisa is that it was a meal which needed a bracha achrona in its original location, presumably it was bread, and nevertheless, if they had not left someone behind, they would have needed a new bracha rishayna when they returned. The Gemara resolves that this braisa follows an opinion which is not accepted in halacha. However, this dispute only applies to foods which require a bracha achrona in their original location. Foods which do not require a bracha achrona in their original location unanimously need a new bracha rishayna and achrona. The Gemara then brings a braisa that supports Rav Chisda, that when people were drinking and left, they do not need a new bracha when they return. And wine is apparently considered something which needs a bracha in its original location, since its bracha achrona is al hagefen. So the implication is that when one's drinking wine or other foods which do require a bracha achrona in their original location, if one went out and came back, no new bracha rishayna is required.